The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about Mother's Little Helper, the babysitter. We all need them from time to time, and it's important to have a short list of your favorites. So how could a mom make sure the best ones want to come back? Well, it starts by putting yourself in their shoes.
That's why today we're talking about what your babysitter wish you knew. Okay, first things first, money. You should agree on an hourly fee up front so the sitter doesn't have to guess. And don't make them ask about payment. It's best if you start that conversation. And tip, this is not a situation where you want to cheap out.
No, probably not. Another thing babysitters want and need is a list. They want to know what's expected, and they're not going to remember the 50 things you mentioned before heading out the door. And they'll also need your cell phone number, of course, in case they have a question, and make sure your ringer is turned up.
Another thing, don't leave with your house in a mess. You've hired a sitter, not a housekeeper. She or he can't focus on the kids if their time is spent washing a sink full of dishes. If the sitter's going to be there all day, or it's a long-term thing, you can obviously negotiate some of this, but probably not a good idea for an occasional sitter.
Here's another biggie. Come home when you said you would. Remember, a babysitter has a life too, so don't cancel at the last minute either.
There are lots of other things parents can do, like making sure a sitter has snacks, but we'll stop here for today. If you need help finding a sitter, we have a list on our website with some good options. Find it at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.